In our psalm today and in our gospel, we hear this theme of being light. God's law, God's life is light to the upright, and we are to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And our Lord says that if salt loses its savor, its taste, it's good for nothing, to be trampled underfoot. It's like we don't take the salt that we throw out on the sidewalks to defrost, and we don't use that in our cooking. You know, it's no longer good for what its main purpose is. And we don't light a lamp and then hide it. We use it for light. And the Lord says, we are to be that light. But what does that mean in practical terms? You know, our life of faith, our prayer life, our prayer and fasting and almsgiving, which we'll be entering into in an even deeper way in Lent, which we always do. It's things we should be doing always. We try to do more intensely in Lent. Those things, our Lord Jesus tells us, are to be done in secret. That we don't do them for show. We don't do them to display and to get praise from others. So how are we to be the light of the world if we're not fasting in public like the Pharisees? We are to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth by living out our faith, by doing what is right, by doing what is just and righteous, by practicing the works of mercy, and by avoiding those things that are sinful, those things that when people would see you're a Christian, why are you doing that? They'd be scandalized or wonder, why should I be a Christian? No, the Indian leader Gandhi once said, Christianity is a beautiful religion. He just wished more Christians actually lived it. There's truth in that. So how do we really have that light and that salt in our lives being lively? Well, many of us have lost it altogether. Many of us, I'm not saying you or me, but many of us people, because we fall into habits of grave sin. And our Lord can restore that savor of salt. He can restore that light, and he does in the sacrament of confession. This week in the mission, I'm going to be available for the sacrament of confession at 11 different times during this week. One thing people like about a mission is you have a priest that you don't know. Never been here before, only God knows if I'll ever be back, so this is a golden opportunity. So our Lord restores us to grace and restores that light that he gave us in baptism in the sacrament of confession. But now many of us may not have lost our savor or our light altogether. It may be flickering. So that what we have the grace of God in us, but things need to be strengthened, need to be purified. And our Lord gives us two incredible sacraments that help us fight our venial sins. He gives us confession and he gives us the Holy Eucharist. And in both confession and in the Holy Eucharist, our Lord can restore and deepen that life of grace so that that light can shine more brightly. But it's also important for us to realize that there are certain sins that are always dragging us down. They're called the seven capital sins. And capital comes from the Latin word capitis, the head. So they're the root sins, or like the head of the snake, or the root of the invasive species that just keeps cropping up in our lives. So we have to root them out. And one of the best ways to fight the capital sins, which, by the way, are pride, anger, lust, envy, avarice, gluttony, and sloth, is to grow the opposite virtues, the capital virtues. And that's what we're going to be talking about this week in our mission, which begins tomorrow night and runs through Thursday night. Monday through Thursday, we don't try to compete with the Super Bowl. We know that's a lost cause. So tonight, not having the mission, but Monday through Thursday we will. And every night in the mission, I will be breaking open for you, with you, the what are these capital sins? How do they affect us? Why do we need to fight them? And then what is the virtue? How do we grow the virtue? How do we live that out? And what are some saints who exemplify those virtues that God gives us with grace to help us to live so we really are the light of the world and the salt of the earth? So each evening, or each day, it's after the 7:30 Mass, I will hear confessions for those who want to come in the morning. And then each evening at 5:30, I'll expose the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord will be here for an hour of just silent time with him. You don't have to come for that hour, but I'd encourage you to come for at least part of it. And during that hour, from 5:30 to 6:30, I'll be in the confessional. Then at 6:30, I'll come out of the confessional and we'll have the holy hour with the conference. Thursday night will be a mass with the conference as the homily. And then after the mission, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I'll hear confessions again. So again, 11 different opportunities for the priest who's a stranger. Or as one of my priest friends in Kentucky says, for the strange priest. Now, to help with the mission, and to help you, if you want to make a really good confession, I brought along the Fathers of Mercy Examination of Conscience for Adults and Teens. My order developed this over the last, well, first like 2002, so it's almost 25 years old. We've continued to refine it over the years. We've distributed well over 7 million copies of this exam. And I personally have had thousands of people tell me this exam changed their life. On the front of this exam, which the ushers will be handing out as you leave Mass, there is a prayer before confession. It's addressed to the Holy Spirit. And this is my challenge for each one of you. Take this home, pray the prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to examine your conscience. And then prayerfully go through the exam. There are three columns of questions on the inside. If you get through those three columns of questions and you have nothing to confess, don't pat yourself on the back. Turn to the back side, where we have another way of examining your conscience, which includes, by the way, the capital sins and the capital virtues. If you get through both ways of examining your conscience and you have nothing to confess, I want you to come and tell me. I will call Pope Leo on the special hotline in the Vatican and ask him to begin your canonization process immediately. And Father Josh and I will discuss where your statue is going to go in the church. All of us have things that are dragging us down. All of us have areas that we need to grow in. Our Lord Jesus wants to come into our lives powerfully with his merciful love, with his grace, to transform us, to rekindle us, so we really can be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I hope to see all of you this week for the mission. God love you.